Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Are you in your 20s and already saving for retirement? Good for you. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. It's understandably very hard for very young people to think about putting money aside for this thing called retirement that is a lifetime away. But many 20-somethings are actively saving for retirement, and that's smart because at this early age, even a little savings is like steroids for your retirement because you have time on your side. Those savings will compound left untouched. So what should your goal be? Money specialists suggest the ideal standard is to save 10% of your salary, though go for 15% if you want to be aggressive. It's like front-loading your retirement savings. Do it while you can. Just remember that life can often get in the way of good plans for good reason. So don't be hard on yourself if life events such as an advanced degree, buying a home, or having a child can cause you to save less. In your 20s, it's a great time to fund a Roth IRA. You put in after-tax money, which then grows tax-free, and you won't owe taxes on your principal or profit when you withdraw it decades from now. Again, the magic of compounding when money is left untouched. By the time you are in your 30s, you'll know there's value in planning, and you'll be ready to make some amendments to your money plans. You'll be making big decisions about your priorities, such as marriage, investing in an apartment or house, making a career change, or negotiating for a higher salary. Perhaps you'll have a child or two, and realize you won't be able to fully fund a higher education for them and fund your nest egg as well. How to do both is the challenge. That's why it's a good time to find a financial advisor who can help you set your goals and stay on track. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.